FroggiesFog.com, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents, brings you the big scary news with your host, Drew Badger. Featuring the most up-to-date news and information in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, the Big Scary News features an interview you won't find anywhere else, brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Froggy's Fog brings you the Big Scary News.
See what's shaking in the outer limits. Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Since it's Christmas time, we'll start out with a little gaming news regarding the new Resident Evil 7 via Engadget.com. After scaring our socks off at Gamescom, Capcom has now revealed Resident Evil 7's Collector's Edition, and it's not for the faint-hearted or the financially minded. Costing a wallet-worrying $180, this special collector's edition will net you 6 unique items, including your very own mansion. An ornately designed 8-inch model, this replica of the game's plantation mansion has its own speakers and LEDs, doubling as an incredibly creepy music box. It may only be 8 inches, but in this economy, $180 for a mansion is nothing to be sniffed at. This special edition will also include an exclusive metal case, a suitably grimy-looking VHS box, a bloody finger-shaped USB stick, an exclusive lithograph, and lastly, a creepy note. Well, they can't all be winners, can they? While Resident Evil 7 will be heading to PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on January 24th, this collector's edition will only be available on consoles. We have a little convention news with a pair of stories from Days of the Dead in Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the return of actress Heather Langenkamp to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening February 3rd through the 5th at the Sheraton Atlanta downtown. One of the most iconic heroines in horror, Heather Langenkamp is best known to horror fans for her role as Nancy Thompson in the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, in which she appeared in 3 installments: Nightmare on Elm Street, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors, and Wes Craven's New Nightmare. Heather has also appeared in such films as Shocker, The Butterfly Room, and Star Trek Into Darkness. For more information and to purchase tickets for the show, visit daysofthedead.net. Also, we told you it would happen, and it did, and in record time. Vendor spaces for Days of the Dead Atlanta are now sold out. A big thank you for all of our returning vendors, as well as our first-timers, for helping us sell out our dealer space faster than any other Atlanta show prior. If you missed the boat, and if you're interested in being added to their waiting list and notified if any space opens up, please email them with your name, company name, and contact info to info@daysofthedead.net. A little sad news from the Haunting on Cherry Street in Rogers, Arkansas. We are sad to announce that the Haunting on Cherry Street is now permanently closed. We sincerely thank you for your generous support over the years, and we encourage you to experience the exciting thrills from our special friends at nwahaunttours.com. Happy haunting, everyone, and thank you. And again, because it's Christmas, we have a little more gaming news from Mortal Kombat X, or Mortal Kombat 10. Attention, horror fans, turn on your mobile devices immediately and power up Mortal Kombat X, or 10, because the daddy of horror icons has just been added to the game. That's right, Freddy Krueger himself is now available as a downloadable character, as revealed by NetherRealm on Twitter. This marks his second appearance in the franchise after he showed up in 9, and now he's exclusive to mobile. Once again, it appears that they based his appearance more on the 2010 film rather than going for the classic Robert Englund look, so I'm afraid we're going to have to put up with a version of Freddy looking more like an overcooked hamburger than a hideously deformed killer, but he's got his razor-sharp claws, and I guess that's all that matters. He's included in the update 1.11, which also includes some new character costumes and a new mode called Shao Kahn's Tower. But let's face it, you don't care about those. It's pretty clear why you're going to be downloading this update. And yes, Jason's in the mobile version too, so what more can I say? Fire up those devices and get the two titans of horror to fight to the death once again. We have even more gaming news regarding Five Nights at Freddy's via attractionsmanagement.com. Sally Corps has unveiled a world-first attraction at last November's IAPA using the Five Nights at Freddy's video game franchise to create an immersive dark ride experience. The ride, which is currently in concept after Sally secured exclusive rights to the franchise, made its debut at IAPA 2016 with an animatronic version of Freddy Fazbear, giving attendees a small fright if they approached it by screaming and lighting up. The dark ride concept will combine animatronics, large-scale video projection, special effects, and immersive sets and scenery with a six-person motion-based ride designed to make guests feel like they're playing a real-life version of the horror game. Quote, "We've had a lot of excited interest," said Drew Hunter, Vice President of Design at Sally, speaking to Attractions Management. "The idea is that you're going to ride through as a security guard at night in Freddy's Pizza and Arcade. These characters will jump out at you and you've got two ways to stop them. Shut doors on them or hit them with your flashlight. But be careful because you don't want to run out of battery on your flashlight, because if you do, they win." Sounds like fun. We have a little bit of news coming from Kim's Crypt Haunted Attraction in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania. Coming June 24th, 2017 to Spring Grove, PA, Kim's Crypt Campout. You must be 18 to participate. You must sign a waiver agreeing that you may be tortured, pulled out of your tent, grabbed, placed in a coffin, freaked out, doused with blood, and many more heinous, lewd, and crude acts. This 13-hour interactive scavenger hunt features food, games, a killer gift bag, and the best memories of a lifetime. Safe zone and scare zone options are available for those who would prefer to watch but still have some fun. Tickets are going on sale soon. You better check it out at kimscrypt.com. That's Kim's with a K and Crypt with a K. This event will sell out. We have an update to the film Alien Covenant via bloody-disgusting.com. James Franco, who also appeared in Fox's Rise of the Planet of the Apes, is set to make an appearance in the Prometheus sequel Alien prequel set for release on May 19th. Franco will be appearing in Alien Covenant as Branson, the captain of the Covenant and husband of Catherine Watterson's Daniels, says the site. Franco's appearance in Alien Covenant will only be brief, though. He appears in the first 10 minutes or so of the film with later small appearances. Then they add, Franco will also be reprising the role as Branson in some of the viral footage that has been shot for Alien Covenant. This reteams Franco with his comedy buddy Danny McBride as a member of the Covenant crew, which also consists of Catherine Waterston, Damien Bashir, Alex England, Billy Crudup, Amy Simons, Jussie Smollett, Carmen Ahojo, and Callie Hernandez. Bound for a remote planet on the far side of the galaxy, the crew of the colony ship Covenant discovers what they think is an uncharted paradise, but is actually a dark, dangerous world whose sole inhabitant is the synthetic David, played by Michael Fassbender, survivor of the doomed Prometheus expedition. As always, we'll provide you more information as we get it. We have this update from HauntCon. The 50,000-square-foot Nashville Nightmare ranked the number one haunted house in the nation by the 2016 USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards will be the spotlight tour on the Haunted Attractions National Trade Show and Conference, HauntCon 2017 National Trade Show, January 26th through the 30th at the Nashville Music City Sheraton. Tickets are available through their sponsor, HauntPay. To register for this great opportunity and to register for HauntCon 2017, visit HauntCon.com for all the information. We have a little escape room news from Escape Woods in Springs, Georgia. Halloween may be over, but are you in the mood for one more memorable adventure? Why not try an escape room experience where you'll need to escape from a cabin built deep in the woods? This is not just any cabin. The owner of the cabin has been studying serial killers his whole miserable life, and he wants to make you his first victims. To escape before he gets home, you'll need to explore his cabin, solve clues, and decipher his locks. This escape game is our most popular escape game, and is unlike any other escape room because we make you feel like you're in the cabin deep in the woods. Well, because you're in a cabin deep in the woods. Warning, this game is designed for adults only and is not for the faint of heart. Do you have what it takes to escape in 1 hour before he comes home? Learn more and book your adventure at www.escapewoods.com. A little film festival news from the Telluride Horror Show in Telluride, Colorado. The 2017 Telluride Horror Show has announced its call for entries. The film festival is seeking short and feature-length films in the following genres: horror, thriller, suspense, fantasy, sci-fi, genre comedy, and genre documentary. Filmmakers are encouraged to visit Submit Your Film on the website for more information regarding the submission process, fees, and deadlines. The April 15, 2017 early bird deadline allows filmmakers to save big on the required submission fee. In addition to the call for entries, Telluride Horror Show has released a new website and video trailer produced by Denver-based Rocket House Pictures. Dates have also been slated for the 2017, which will kick off on Friday, the 13th of October, running through Sunday, October 15th. Genre fans and filmmakers will experience the world's greatest and latest films at Telluride's historic Sheridan Opera House, Nugget Theater, and the Gargoyle Room at Wilkinson Public Library. Named one of the 20 coolest film festivals and 13 film festivals to die for by Movie Maker Magazine, the 8th edition promises to keep with the programming integrity of past festivals. 3-day passes will go on sale May 1st, 2017. Last year's festival sold out early, so fans are encouraged to plan ahead. Get more information at TellurideHorrorShow.wixsite.com/TellurideHorror. We have a little more film festival news from the Popcorn Frights Film Festival in Miami, Florida. Popcorn Frights Film Festival presents the very best genre films from across the world as it celebrates the art of horror. The festival is Florida's premier genre film event and South Florida's first and only horror film festival, taking place at Miami's landmark O Cinema Wynwood Theater. Popcorn Frights presents premier films from emerging and established filmmakers, enabling the industry and general audiences to experience the power of storytelling through genre film. Support Popcorn Frights and earn great exposure for your company. In other words, we're looking for sponsors. Popcorn Frights Film Festival relies on the support of local, regional, and national sponsors to bring high-quality film programming to the South Florida area year after year. Festival sponsors receive strong marketing value for their efforts, as well as access to great things the Popcorn Frights Film Festival has to offer. Festival sponsors receive valuable benefits, such as brand association with the film community and support for the arts, brand impact and premium visibility, logo placement on the festival website, posters and programs, product placement opportunities, promotion on the festival's social media channels, media attention in connection with the festival, access to festival parties and events, ticket vouchers for festival programming, including award-winning film premieres, and more. All packages can be customized to fit each organization's needs and levels of participation. If you have specific questions regarding sponsorship opportunities or are interested in making a private donation to support the festival, please contact Mark Furman, co-founder and co-director, Popcorn Frights Film Festival, Mark, that's M-A-R-C, at popcornfrights.com, and get more information at popcornfrights.com. We have an update on the next Cloverfield movie via bloodydisgusting.com. Back in November, it was revealed that the J.J. Abrams-produced sci-fi thriller God Particle was going to be the next film in the Cloverfield universe, which began in 2008 with the title film and was followed earlier this year by 10 Cloverfield Lane. Originally slated for release on February 24, 2017, the top-secret film directed by Julius Ona has been pulled from the schedule. Exhibitor Relations then shared a most interesting tweet, revealing that Paramount Pictures plans to release the new Cloverfield movie in theaters and IMAX on October 27, 2017. Most interesting is that Cloverfield will be opening against Lionsgate's tentatively titled Saw Legacy, the eighth film in the franchise. Who will lose this game of chicken? And with that, we now have a mystery on our hands. Is this third Cloverfield movie opening in October actually God Particle, about a team of astronauts who make a shocking discovery and end up fighting for survival in what is described as altered reality? Or is it a proper sequel that was secretly shot right under our noses? It's probably the former, but you never know with Bad Robot and Mr. Abrams. God Particle, or whatever the title is, stars Ziying Zhang, Elizabeth Debicki, Daniel Brühl, and Chris O'Dowd. And finally, we have this note from Gavin Goska of Midnight Syndicate. 2017 will mark not only Midnight Syndicate's 20th anniversary, but also my 30th anniversary as a songwriter. As I started thinking about that and about all the music that I've just been sitting on all these years, songs that I wrote that have never been heard outside of a very small select group of friends and family members, I thought it might be fun to finally release it to a wider audience. So starting in January, I'll be posting songs from my archives both on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/gavin.goska, as well as on my website, gavingoska.com. Fair warning, a lot of this material was recorded using very basic, home-grade equipment and was originally mastered onto cassette tape. The technology that's so commonly and inexpensively available today simply wasn't around back then, so it was definitely a case of make the most of what you have. I've done the best I can to restore the fidelity of these recordings, but I still wouldn't consider them suitable for commercial release, so they won't be available on iTunes, Amazon, or through the other music retailers where Midnight Syndicate's music might normally be found. I think that being involved in a wide variety of musical genres and projects over the years has really expanded my perspective and influenced my writing in countless ways, including my work within Midnight Syndicate. These recordings should provide little snapshots into my history and development as both a songwriter and musician. I hope you enjoy. Very cool. That wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more.
Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
Tonight's interview is brought to you by Gantom Lighting and Controls, gantom.com.
Here we go. Hello, everybody. Drew Badger here. We are live for the Big Scary Show at the Mad Monster Party in my hometown, Charlotte, North Carolina. We're hanging out with guests and celebrities, and you know, Mad Monster this year happens to fall on Easter weekend. So what do you think of when you think of Easter? You think bunnies. Who's the most famous bunny in the horror movie genre? Probably somebody known as Frank the Bunny, who, is, according to what I just heard, is actually not Frank the Bunny. But James Duval from Donnie Darko, Independence Day, many, many other films is sitting here next to me now. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Drew. Happy to be here.
So what's the real name of the bunny if it's not Frank?
Oh, it's, well...
There's a story behind this, I'm sure.
Story. Well, I mean, it is Frank the Bunny, Frank the Rabbit. There is a last name, but I actually don't want to reveal that on the radio because I always use it as trivia. I can tell you the Donnie Darko site is still up. And if you can make your way through answering the proper questions, it will tell you what Frank the Bunny's last name is. What is Frank the Bunny's last name?
Damn you and your trivia. I'm going to have to start moderating my way through the site there. So let me ask you this. You started at a relatively young age. You're still a relatively young guy, let's be honest here.
I appreciate that, too.
And you look very handsome and all. But you started at a young age. How did you kind of get into this? Was it theater in class at school or some summer stock or plays, or did your parents put you into this? How did you kind of get into the acting gig?
Well, believe it or not, before I was a film actor, I did do theater, and I had gone to acting school, and I was living in L.A. at the time, so it wasn't a very difficult stretch for me or move for me to make. When I did eventually move into Hollywood when I was 18, though, I actually wasn't actively looking to get in the film business. I was actually just looking for a job, try to make my way so I could figure out the next step into becoming an actor, which is something I'd wanted to do since I was a child. And I ended up meeting a young filmmaker named Greg Araki, who said I had a very interesting look and not typically what you would see in Hollywood. And he was making his film at the time called Totally F'd Up, or Totally F asterisk asterisk up, indie filmmaker. And I loved that idea. So he sent me the script and I was moved by it beyond words. Made that first movie with him and ended up playing at Sundance. And while we were doing that, he ended up introducing me to another film that I also did with him called The Doom Generation with Rose McGowan and Jonathan Schick. And that, again, played Sundance and kind of really changed things for me in a lot of ways, because after that movie had come out, the director and producer of Independence Day had seen Doom Generation at Sundance. And they were fans, and Roland Emmerich himself was a fan of his movies, including Totally F'd Up, the movie I had done with him before, and The Living End, which broke out at Sundance. And I was their waiter. And so he asked what I was doing next summer, and I told him, well, I was doing another movie with the same filmmaker. And he said that him and Dean Devlin had, you know, just done Stargate, had done very well for them. So they were getting ready to start their new little movie, Independence Day. Thought, it, you know, they had a role that I might be great for. Would I want to do it? And so naturally I said yes. I jumped at the chance. And really, I think that was, first it was Greg Araki, but then it was Roland Emmerich and Dean Devlin who gave me my shot in studio, my first studio movie, and that kind of really changed everything for me after that.
Independence Day was such a huge hit. I believe it's been 20 years, has it not, 1996?
It's been 20 years, and in about 4 and 5 months, you're going to see a sequel to Independence Day, and that trailer is incredible.
The trailer is something. Were you tapped to, were you asked to come back and make any appearance in that?
For me, sadly, no, but I can tell you I'll be one of the first people in line when that movie comes out. So I tell you, these are the kinds of movies that Roland and Dean do best.
Very, very nice. We'll certainly be looking for that. When people come and talk to you at shows like this, and you're not a big frequenter of the con circuit, are they mostly talking to you about something like Independence Day that everybody has seen, or something like Donnie Darko that a lot of horror fans have seen, but it's not necessarily really mainstream film? What do people come and say, oh, my God, you're that guy from that movie?
Well, that's a great question, actually, because it's the fan circuit and these people are really fans, you have fans that cross genres from sci-fi to fantasy to horror, that it's been kind of an even mix for me. So if some fans know the Greg Rocky movies like Doom, Nowhere, or even the like darker movies like May. The other fans know like Gone in 60 Seconds, Independence Day. And, of course, there's the Donnie Darko fans and the SLC punk fans. And, you know, I mean, I'm really, to be honest, quite amazed that, like, anyone ever recognizes me. So it's always a treat for me.
And they always give you that. Well, when you were doing this scene, what was the name or the combination of the save or something? They always have some weird trivia that, you know, most people, when I talk to them at questions, like, they're like, I don't know. Do you know that stuff? When they come and ask you something really obscure, do you really study, or have you studied that film so much that you could actually go head-to-head with some of these people?
There's a few, only because I'm pretty particular when I play a part. Like, for instance, I've not heard one person come up and told me that they knew what Frank the Bunny's last name was.
They obviously haven't made it through the sight all the way.
It can be a daunting sight at times. I mean, some of them are simple questions, and some of them you think are simple, but they're actually not. So you have to go back and watch the movie to get the answers and then go back on the website and insert those in. But that's one of the pieces of trivia I did go hunt for. And when I found it, it's like my special treat, which is like why, again, I asked that trivia question, but I will not reveal the answer because then everybody will know it.
That's okay. You don't want to lose your trivia knowledge mastery here.
especially here. I've got to have something. Oh, yeah. I've got to have something of my own.
So what have you got coming down the pike in like the next, say, 6 to 12 months that people can be looking for?
Well, I did a movie called SLC Punk, you know, back in the late 90s, and we just released the sequel called Punk's Dead, and it's out now. It literally came out middle of February. It's out on DVD, and it's out on Amazon. It's out streaming. There's also something called Tug that if you call them up and organize a group of people, they will set up a screening in the theater in your town.
It's not about a boat, is it?
No. But they've been really wonderful by setting up screenings everywhere from New York and Philadelphia all the way to Burbank and Los Angeles and Sacramento. So it is actively out in theaters as well. So I'm very proud of that. I just did the new Anthrax video, which I'm also very proud of. So if you haven't seen it, go check it out. It is Blood Eagle Wings from For All Kings. So go check it out.
Great band, great album.
Yeah, and then, you know,
most of the tracks.
I was over the moon to be a part of that. I got to say, it was really an honor. And so, you know, again, you know, I feel very fortunate. I'm also just finished filming a movie with Natasha Henstridge in January called The Black Room. That should be out by the end of the year, early next year. And I'm filming a movie called Junkie right now with Christian Kane and Eve Morrow and Anna Easton. Christian Kane, I mean, you'd know him from quite a few movies, everywhere from Just Married.
Just a big character actor. You see the face, you're just not sure what the name is.
Well, it's actually, you know, he's a pretty big lead actor, too. So if you watch The Librarians, he's one of the lead on The Librarians. He was one of the leads on Leverage with Timothy Hutton. He was also in, you know, Just Married. You know, it's Ashton Kutcher and Brittany Murphy, who we love, God rest her soul, and Christian Kane. And he's a phenomenal actor and a phenomenal human being. And I got to say, I couldn't be happier and proud to have worked with him and Eve Morrow and Anna Easton and the rest of a fantastic crew on Junkie that is almost done.
For people wanting to get more information about maybe some future con appearances, if you're going to be appearing at this place or that place in the next few months, movies coming out, Junkie, and some of these other things, all things James Duval, you know, websites, social media, all that, how can they get a hold?
Well, I've been kind of shy about the social media, to be quite honest. I don't have a Facebook, but I do have a Twitter. It's at Big Questions, one word, BigQuestions.
Interesting name.
If you put that in, it'll say Jimmy Duvall under it, so you'll know it's me.
Are you verified with a blue check?
No verification.
Everybody wants a blue check. Why are you not verified?
I'm kind of happy living in my obscurity. And then, of course, I do have a Twitter handle, which has some of the upcoming information as it comes up. And that would be at Jimmy Duvall. JimmyDuval on the Twitter app.
Again, it's a pleasure to hear to speak to Frank, last name unknown, the Bunny, from Donnie Darko, many other things, Miguel, Independence Day, James, or Jimmy Duval. A pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary Show. I'm going to let you get back to your adoring fans here that are lining up here at the Mad Monster Party in Charlotte. My name is Drew Badger for the Big Scary Show, and we are out. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Big Scary News. We wish to thank Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, www.froggiesfog.com.
Remember to listen to the current Big Scary Show for even more news and information, including the Haunt Minute, Face Your Fears, great music from the Haunt Rocker, and the soon-to-be-famous Roundtable of Terror. Get all that and more only at BigScaryShow.com. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and others. This is Drew Badger signing off for the Big Scary News.